Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dev Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. power, those thermal partner service into the hands of my husband. Amen. Bishop Omar Zachary, let's give God praise.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. Lord, I'm grateful to you. Amen. We're so glad to be in the number one more time. Listen, go ahead on and share, like, share. Amen. Go ahead on and start commenting. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Go ahead on and tell an enemy that Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries is already on, and we're already having church. Amen. So we would like to invite you to come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. We thank God. We're so honored. Amen. For our place in the service on tonight. We're so honored. We thank God. We give God praise, glory, and honor. And it's in Him that we live, move, and have our being. I see you, Ricardo Moss. God bless you. Amen. Sister Hill, I see you. Thank you so much. Amen. Turn in your Bibles. We're not going to prolong the time. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Looking at verse number 7. Isaiah 57, 53. Isaiah 53, verse number 7. Amen. Isaiah 53, verse number 7. Amen. We're so grateful. We thank God for Elder Derek Oliver and his lovely wife, Sister Keisha Oliver, their families. We thank God for them. Amen. And our Chaos Blog Talk Radio ministry. We thank God for all of you that are listening to us tonight all over the country. Amen. We greet you in the name of Jesus. All of you that are watching live through our Facebook channel. Amen. We thank you so much. We give God glory for you. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse number 7. Isaiah 53 and 7. Thank you, Evangelist Stokes. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Alyssa, Sister Lisa, amen. We see you. Thank you so much for joining in. Go ahead on and share with somebody. Tell them Bishop Omar Zachary and family ministries is already on. Thank God for my precious wife, my baby's mama. Amen. Thank God for all five of my children. Amen. All five of them are here in the service on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for that praise and worship. Amen. You brought me through this. You brought me through that. Lord, I am grateful. Amen. Anybody else grateful on tonight? Amen. God bless you, Sister Rodriguez. Thank you so much for tuning in, for joining in. Amen. To the service on tonight. Listen, amen. This train is going to move. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Stanton. We're not going to prolong the time. Amen. We're going to try to be through by 8 o'clock. Amen. Our last few messages, we've been having church. Amen. Almost the same length of time we was having when we was in our sanctuary. Amen. But we thank God. We thank God. Thank God for you tuning in. Amen. Thank God for you tuning in. Amen. And we pray that tonight's message, those of you that listen to us on Tuesday night, to the Bible study on Tuesday night, amen. Well, it was headed up by Elder Richard Taylor. Amen. It was headed by Elder Taylor on Tuesday night. Amen. And I told you on Tuesday night at the end, for those of you that was listening in, God bless you, Sister Martin, that tonight we're going to be talking. I told you on Tuesday night about the message and the topic of tonight's sermon. Amen. So we thank God for it. Let's go to Isaiah. I wonder if my garage front church got the Bibles. Amen. On tonight. All right. There's one of us. I got one that has their word. Amen. On tonight. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Amen. Sister Martin, get your Bible. Amen. Brother Jackson. Amen. Sister Jackson. Amen. I see you. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get it on your phone, however you can do it. Amen. Isaiah, I want you to read with me. We're going to start out by reading just one chapter, one verse on tonight. Amen. And then we're going to come back and review. Amen. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse number 7. Very familiar passage of scripture for those of you that's been in church. Amen. I see you, Minister Smith, Elder Smith, Brother Robert. I see you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Isaiah 53 and 7. Now, on the count of three, amen, I want y'all to read with me. If you got it, Amen. I can't see you now. Well, I guess I can see some of you naturally. Amen. But I can't hear you naturally. But in the spirit, amen, I pray that you're with us. Isaiah 53 and 7. On the count of three, let's read that together. One, two, three. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Amen. Let's read that again. Let's read that again. Amen. I see you, Sister Martin. You got one in the bow, in the hospital. That's right. Read it where you are. Amen. Don't let them folks run you out of that now, but read it with me again. Isaiah 53 and verse 7. Read. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Amen. God bless you, Brother Harold. Look at a neighbor if you got somebody to look at. If not, just tell yourself, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, tonight's topic is the silence of the Lamb. The silence of the Lamb. So come on, put that out there. The silence of the Lamb. The silence of the Lamb. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We ask now that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service on tonight, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, clap your hands and shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, just for a few moments, we want to deal and express from the topic, the silence of the Lamb.
Okay.
The silence of the Lamb. The silence of the Lamb. Most, if not all of us, have heard the cliche or the saying, if you will, silence is a virtue. If you've been in school or been, amen, in church any length of time, or maybe it was a parent, your father or your mother, you may have heard use the expression, especially for those of us, those of you that talk a little too much, silence is a virtue. Amen. We also are familiar with, if you don't have anything good to say, Lord help me tonight, don't say nothing at all. Maybe you've heard that one. If you don't have anything, they taught you that in Sunday school, in Sunshine Band, in pre-K, in kindergarten, they would teach you that. These are some of the things that they would tell us and teach us at a young age. If you don't have anything nice to say, Brother Omar, don't say anything at all. What maybe perhaps you are familiar with is the reason God gave you two ears, come on now, and one mouth. Maybe you are used to hearing that. Maybe somebody told you that. It's the reason that God gave you two ears, a left ear and a right ear, and one mouth. And the reason why, as they would tell us, is because he wants us to listen twice as much as we talk. Can I get a witness tonight? God bless you, Sister Pamela. God wants us to listen twice as much as we talk. Often my wife would tell my kids, she would call the name and give the information or give the instructions, and they were saying, huh, Lord help me. And when they say ha, she would reply, if you can ha. Oh, y'all talk to me tonight. Once again, she would reply, if you can ha, you can hear. So God wants us to listen. Don't be quick. Don't be swift to give an answer. Don't be swift to talk. Amen. But let's learn to hear each other out. We are advised through the scriptures that out of the mouth praying for so long. Some of us, even in church, Lord, for so long, we have been camouflaged in church. We know how to dress up. Yeah, we know how to put on our three-piece suit. We know how to put on our Stacey Adams. We know how to, amen, wear our St. John. We know how to put on our convocation hats, amen, and we are dressed up, amen. But one thing we can't do, and a lot of us haven't learned to do, and that is bridle our tongue. We dressed up, but we'll cuss somebody out. Y'all ain't gonna help me tonight. We'll dress up, but we're quick to fuss. We'll dress up, and we look sanctified, and we look like we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we're quick to run somebody down. We're quick to tell a lie on somebody. We're quick to discourage. Amen. And we're quick to, amen, bring a bad influence on our brothers and sisters. Amen. The Bible talks about the tongue. Amen. How, amen, men can, with the middle, amen, we can guide big horses. And, amen. With a little stern, with a steering wheel, we can guide big ships. But that tongue, oh, help me on tonight. Come on, Sister Shan, help me preach tonight. It's that tongue that, amen, it's an evil thing, amen, that no man can tame. Amen. And oftentimes we've heard people say, I just had to say it. I just had to say it. I just had to tell it. No, you did not have to tell it. Amen. You just ain't got much Holy Ghost. Amen. Because spirit filled, oh, help me on tonight, means spirit controlled. Amen. I just had to give them a piece of my mind. If my daddy was preaching, amen, at this time he will let you know, amen, by now you don't even have no more pieces to give out, amen, because you've given out so many pieces. You gave her a piece of your mind. You gave your children, Lord, help me, a piece of your mind. You gave the principal, you gave your boss man a piece of your mind. And when it came down to you needing peace, amen, there was no more pieces to be found. Help me preach, Elder Taylor. You talked about peace the other night. God's peace I give unto you. Amen. But a lot of us, we don't know how to just shut up. We don't know how to just be quiet. Amen. We used to sing an old song. Take it to the Lord and leave it down. Take my burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Amen. The old saints would tell you, just lay it at the altar, baby. Pray about it. Amen. But a lot of us, we don't know how to pray anymore. But the effectual fervent, I feel preachy already. The effectual fervent cry of the righteous. It availeth much. But if you would look at your neighbor and just tell them or tell somebody, learn how to shut up. Learn how to shut up. Amen. I said it. I know I said it. Amen. If you don't like it, amen, you can find somebody else to listen to. Amen. I question if you got any Holy Ghost. Amen. I question if you got, amen, you can speak in tongues, but you can't speak to me. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. You can speak in tongues, but you can't speak to your brothers. Can't speak to your sisters. Amen. You need to go back to the altar. Amen. And stay on that. Find another altar worker. Amen. If truth be told, to help you get it the Bible way. Spirit filled, spirit controlled. You know how to control yourself. Amen. I just had to tell him off. I just had to slap him. I just had to run him over with my car. No, you didn't. You just ain't got, you probably, the bottom line is you probably ain't saved. Oh, help me on through here tonight. Amen. Have you ever known of somebody that just couldn't shut up? Amen. Maybe that's you. Amen. And folks came to tell you, amen. Amen. That was an old song years ago that said, you talk too much. Homeboy, you never shut up. You talk about people you don't even know. Lord, you talk about places you don't even go. You talk too much. Amen. If you sit by somebody or there's a neighbor, million that talk too much, just tell them, say, you talk too much. Learn to shut up. Amen. Just tell them, say, study to be quiet. Oh, that's been a night. Some of us have gotten hurt. Some of us have gotten fired. Or maybe even divorced. Or some folks are even dead in their grave tonight because they did not know how to be silent. Because they just couldn't be silent. They just couldn't. They had to get that last word. Amen. Amen. I'm all for Black Lives Matter. Amen. I'm with that. talking to you. Amen. I'm talking to you. If we could just, in some cases, amen, in some cases, not every case, in some cases, amen, that don't mean it was right for it to happen. Amen. But if we would just learn to be quiet. Somebody said, live to tell the story. Amen. Somebody said, somebody got to tell the story. Look at the name and say, somebody got to tell the story. Somebody got to tell, amen. Somebody got to live to tell the story. So maybe it's been, maybe you have been divorced. Maybe, amen, some folks have either been killed, have lost their life because they did not know how to keep silent. Amen. Hopefully we all can learn something tonight from the silence of the Lamb. The silence of the Lamb. Well, Pastor, Brother Omar, you don't know how much they talked about me. I understand. Join the club. Amen. They talked about me. Amen. They talk about somebody talking about me now. Join the club. But hey, sometimes I learn and I choose to be silent. Every battle, listen, beloved, every battle you don't have to fight. Lord, help me tonight. Every battle you don't have to fight. Every lie you don't have to run after. Amen. Stop chasing down lies. Amen. You ain't got to run after what everybody. You ain't got to just keep doing right. Keep living holy. Keep loving everybody. The truth will always outlive the lie. Lord, I wish y'all would help me tonight. I said the truth. Listen, beloved. The truth will always outlive the lie. Well, they lied on me. I got to get my name right. I got to get my name corrected. I got to clear myself. I got to clear my name. No, no, no. Hey, you got to learn that every battle is not yours.
That's it.
Okay, every battle, you ain't got to fight every battle. There are some battles you just turn it over to the Lord and leave it there. Help me tonight, somebody. Amen. Amen. Let's look here. Let's look here at the silence of the Lamb. Let's look at verse 1. We just got a few verses tonight. Amen. Just a few verses, and we're going to be closing. Amen. I'm before time right now. Let's look at the same book, same chapter, Isaiah 53. Let's look at verse number 1. Now, let's understand Isaiah, amen, Old Testament prophet, amen, a major prophet, amen, and which basically means, amen, he wrote a long book, amen. He doesn't mean he was any more prophetic, you know, any greater than the other prophets, but he did write this prophecy here in Isaiah was written over 700 years before Christ came on the scene. Okay, over 700 years before Christ came on the scene, Isaiah had wrote this. God, the Spirit of God overshadowed him. And, amen. And he was a prophet to Judah. Amen. To Israel. He was a prophet to the people of God. So over 700 years, the Holy Ghost overshadows him and gives him the insight of things that's going to take place, amen, in the future. And some theologians, they would say that Isaiah saw farther, amen, farther into the future than any of the other prophets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. So let's look here. Let's look. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. Listen, you ought to if you are listening to me on tonight, you ought to consider yourself blessed. Amen. And for those of you that have made an intelligent decision to believe the report, what's the report? The gospel message. If you have made an intelligent choice to believe the gospel message, you ought to consider yourself blessed. Say, Isaiah writes here, say, who has believed our report? Who has believed what we said? Who has believed what has happened? Who believe it? Who is there one that believes what the gospel message is? And to whom is the arm? That arm of the Lord means the strength of God. Amen. Anytime you see somebody, amen. Me and my wife went again to work out. Amen. This morning we walked up Stone Mountain again, had a great time, amen, with each other. But anytime you see that someone, amen, if it's an emoji or something that they want to respond, they put up arms. They put up arms to show strength, to show I'm with you. Amen. So to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Had you came into the knowledge, beloved, of the strength and the power of God? Has it been revealed on today? Has it been revealed to you on tonight? Amen. Listen, I want you to understand. Amen. God bless what happened to your mother. Thank God for what happened to your mother and your grandmother, to your father and grandfather. But God, Lord, help me tonight. God wants to reveal himself to you. Amen. God wants you to know him in a very, as the liners would say, I've come to know him in a very real way. How many of you out there tonight, amen, can just wave your hand and say, I know him for myself. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Sister Shan. Amen. How many of you would say, I'm glad I know him for myself? Lord, I'm about to get myself in trouble. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. Thank God for the life my mother lived. Thank God for the life my father lived. Amen. But I'm so grateful that I know him for myself. Why don't you wave your hand and shout, I know him. I know him. Oh, yes, I know him. Amen. Let me get on out of here. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Uh-huh. And as a root out of a dry ground, he has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. What that's actually talking about, beloved, amen, is that when Jesus was born, no, he wasn't born, amen. He didn't come in on a chariot by fire, amen. He didn't have the world's best doctor, amen. He didn't even make it to the world's best hospital, amen. But he was born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. Why? Because there was no room for the king in the inn. Oh, let me say it again. There was no room for the king in the inn. And listen, let me pause for a second identification. Listen, beloved, you don't want it to be said about you that you had no room for the king in the end. Let me get you to think about that. You don't want it to be said when your time is up that you had no room for the king in the end. This is the scripture was talking about the inn, the hotel, the little place, but I'm talking about in the end, the end. You don't want it to be said in your end, the end, when your breath has left your body and you got to stand before a holy and righteous God. You don't want to stand before God without Jesus able to plead your case. I'm about to get myself in trouble, but I feel preaching right now. Amen. So he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Let's go ahead on to verse 3. He was despised and rejected of men. And that's the same thing going on now. There are some of you that under the sound of my voice, you're watching my, amen, Facebook Live, you're either listening to the chaos, amen, you hear, you tuning in, but amen, he is despised and rejected of men. Some of you have turned your back to God and say, God, not now. You got more partying to do, so you tell God, not now. You got more fornicating to do. Amen, you got more adultery to commit. You got more idolatry. Amen, and you tell the Lord, not now. Amen, you got more lottery. You got more drinking to do. Amen, you got more hotels, looking for motels, looking, finding, trying to find a hole that motel. Amen, you got too much other stuff going on, and you don't want God right now. So you find yourself, you go to church, but you don't want God. You sing in the choir stand, but you don't, Lord help me tonight, but you don't want God. You may be even preaching. Amen, you rendering Bibles all over the land, but you don't know God. Amen, don't be, listen, I'm working on a message, and when God tells me to preach it, I'm a preacher. You want to make sure that your name is not Minnie. Who is Minnie? Well, Minnie is one of those that in the family where many will come to him and say, did I not cast out devils in my name? Many will come to say, did I not prophesy? Did I not do many wonderful works? That's from the family called Minnie. That's the Minnie family. Many of you are ushers. Many of you are deacons. Many of you are bishops. But God don't know you. You need to get back to the altar and throw your hands up, because tonight, Lord help me, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, I tell you to breathe. You under arrest. Yeah, black lives matter, white lives matter, Japanese, Chinese, Yogis and my niece. But tonight, throw your hands up
rejected you. I'm sorry for turning my back on you. Amen. God, help us all tonight. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You ain't the only one going through stuff. Amen. You ain't the only one that's having a cloudy day. Amen. You ain't the only one that, amen, going through and having difficulties. Amen. Join the party. Amen. But I want you to understand, beloved, that just because you're going through, that don't mean he can't bring you through. Amen. As a matter of fact, whenever he brings you through, he's faithful enough to bring you through. So he was despised and rejected of men. Man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. There were many at that day. Help me on tonight, Holy Ghost. There was many at that day, on that day, at that hour, that had to turn. They turned their backs on him. They couldn't look on him. Amen. And even now in our minds, amen, don't you understand? Amen. Every time you return to your old stuff, amen, every time God brings you out, only for you to put yourself, let me preach tonight, only to put yourself back in. What you're doing is you're turning your face from it. Amen. But on tonight, I want you to decree and declare enough is enough. Amen. Is there anybody that's decided on tonight that you're going all the way, Lord? Help me. Oh, let me slow down a little bit. I feel it coming on. Surely, for he hath borne our griefs. He's born. That born that he's carried, it's been on his chest. It was on his shoulders. Our grief. And here we go. And carry our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. All of this is what took place at the cross. Amen. What took place before the cross and during the activities of what happened on the cross. Amen. I feel happy on tonight. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Amen. Here, amen, it's one of my favorite scriptures. Every believer ought to know this scripture. But he was wounded, Lord, for our transgressions. Amen. In order for us to be a benefactor, in order for you to be a benefactor of a policy, mainly an insurance policy, that means somebody has to die or is terminally ill and has been noted by the doctors that they got just a few months to live. Amen. In order for you to be a benefactor, somebody has to die. So we see here all of this he went through so that we could benefit from his going through. He was wounded for, Lord help us, our benefactor transgressions. He was bruised for our benefactor. We benefacted for our iniquities. The chastisement, he was chastised. We, the benefactors of our peace, was upon him. And with his stripes, amen, we are healed. We are the benefactors. Amen. And that's not just spiritually healing, but even naturally healing. Is there anybody that knows that God can still heal? God specializes in things that seems impossible. Lord, I'm still preaching. My time is about us. God, why don't you wave your hand and shout yes? Let me read that again. I got to get on out of here, but I'm so glad that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, God bless you, Sister Diane Thompson, we are Sister Martin, I see you in the hospital room. Amen. But I want you to know by faith that God still specializes in the thing that seems impossible. There's a song that says, have you any rhythm that seems uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that seem impossible. And that's what y'all, he can do with none of the power. Wave your hand right where you are and shout power. Come on and help me, please. Wave your hand and say power. God can do what no other power can do. The Bible declares all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is what you are doing. Amen. You may seem to be doing it to yourself. And you may think you're on an island by yourself. But beloved, the sin that you are practicing, the sin that you are participating in, Jesus already paid the debt. Why don't you wave your hand and shout, yeah? Come on and shout, yeah. Jesus paid it all, and all to him we owe. So he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. So let's back up to verse number 7. Here is our text. And I think I'll be through. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and judgment. Say yeah. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. Why don't you tell the neighbor, he did it for you and he did it for me. Find another neighbor. Grab that neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, neighbor, he did it for you and he did it for me. So say yes, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. Either was there any deceit in his mouth? Look at somebody and say, be careful what you say. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. But thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his feet. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. I'm almost through. But verse 11 declares, we shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. This is you not saying tonight. On your own doing, is there anybody here that will admit tonight that you didn't get saved all by yourself? You didn't get saved on your own merit, but we are
On that farm, she The blood for me, the blood So
some say that's when the meat is best. So not only do they kill, when I was sinning, they would take a lamb and cut him and try to shoot him in the head and cut his throat. And even with the neck being almost chopped off, they would hang the lamb. And yet the body would still be moving. The lamb would still be acting up. Even after his neck has got cut, been knocked in the head almost off. The slaughter would take the lamb by the hind leg and hang it. Jesus is the Lamb of God that was hung up for our hang-ups. He took it on because you could not, I could not, I could not do it. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, all of these great men, neither one was found worthy. So Jesus had to come. He said, Lord, prepare me a body. He did it with you in mind. He was silent for you. He was silent. The lamb was quiet. He didn't kill him. And he even said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. The silence of the lamb. The silence of the lamb. If he had a change in mind, none of us would be here today. If he had not endured the pain, the shame, the suffering, I got to get out of here. None of us would be here today. He did it because, Sister Angie, he did it with you in mind. He saw you. He saw me. He saw your children. He saw your grandchildren. He saw a door. All of you that are listening, all of you that are watching, he had you in mind. He said, if I don't hang in here, there's no way Omar going to be able to hang in there. He said, if I don't hang up in here, there's no way you will be able to hang in there. And the truth of the matter, the reason why some of you are still yet living is because you've been hanging out with Jesus. Ow! I said the reason why some of you are still in here is because you've been hanging out with Jesus. I could have thrown in the towel years ago. Pastoring sometimes get overwhelmed and sometimes get hard. Could have thrown in a couple of towels. But I'm hanging out with Jesus. Are you hanging out with him today? When you take down your right, sometimes, I know I'm right. I just got to tell him. I'm going to tell him. Snap him and roll your eyes. I'm going to tell him. No, you ain't got to. Let him have it. Learn to just say, you can have it. It's all right. You got it. You got it. The Lord's going to fight this battle. Evangelist McCoy, the battle ain't ours anyway. It belongs to the Lord. I'm through. Amen. I said I was going to be through around 8 o'clock. I don't want y'all to get in the habit of coming in here at 8:30. We still up going. I'm through. Listen. The silence of the Lamb. Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. The Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. He carried your fornication, my fornication. Your cheating ways, my cheating ways. My lying ways, my unforgiving ways. He carried them. My hateful way. He carried all of this to the cross and he nailed it down. He came down. But it's still nailed to the cross. At the cross. God bless you, Sister Alba. At the cross where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Listen, I'm going to pray.
There's somebody here tonight. I see so many of you are responding, but somebody, you need to turn it over to the Lamb. You need to turn it over to Jesus. Stop worrying about it. Turn it over to the Lord. He'll work it out. Somebody, they listening to me through the Chaos Block Talk, watching me by Facebook. You looking right at me now, and I'm talking to you. You need to get yourself right with God before it's too late. He was wounded for our, everything he did was for our benefit. Some of you looking for folk to die now because you know you're beneficiary. And some of you don't want folk to die because you know there's nothing to be had. You better make sure they get a policy, praise the Lord, in Jesus' name. No lapse policy, that won't pay. You need a current active policy. God bless you, Sister Vicky. But if somebody tonight, you need to repeat this prayer after me and give your life to the Lamb. He's already paid it. Only you got to do is redeem it. Then we say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What that mean? When folks bring up your past, say so. When they bring up how you used to be, say so. When they bring up what you used to do, say so. When they bring up your past relationship, say so. When they bring up your past divorce and all your mishaps, say so. Tell them, say, so what? I'm redeemed. Bought with a price. I feel preaching again, but I got to be true. If that's you tonight, I want you to put it out. If you listening to me and you want to give your life to Christ, put it out there. If you know I'm talking to you tonight, if you know I'm talking to you, you knew this, you tuned in, you didn't know why. Somebody told you. Brother Omar was on, his family was on, singing and praising and preaching, and you tuned in, and now this word was for you. And you don't care who watching, you don't care who know it. I want you to put it out there. Pastor, or Brother Omar, you talking to me. I need to get myself together, and I'm going to help you do that tonight. You ain't got to roll, and you ain't got to turn around, you ain't got to do no flip. It's going to be real simple. He's already paid it all. He's already paid it all. For those of you, some of you may have backslid. I know people don't preach about backsliding now. We still preach about backsliding. You was once with the Lord and you left him. He didn't leave you, you left him. But tonight, after hearing the word, you got saved and baptized when you was 5. But you've been shacking and pimping and the holes up and all kind of stuff since then. Lord, you backslid. You need to get back right with God. I'm going to give you that opportunity. Some of you never known God. You've never known Jesus, but you want to make him your Lord and personal Savior. Not just Savior, but Lord and Savior. Savior means, Lord, save me from this. Heal my body. Give me a new house. Give me a new car. I don't want you to be Lord. I don't want you to be Master. I just want you to be Savior. I mean, you just want the hand of God. You don't want the heart and the mind of God. I see you, sister-in-law, Sister Victoria. I see you on here. Somebody out here, you just want the hand of God. God, give me a new car. God, give me a new job. Give me a raise on the job. I want to be owner of the job. But you don't want him to be your master. Because when you make him Lord and master, that means you're going to do what he tells you to do. You're going to love folk that don't like you. You're going to treat folk right that you know can't stand you. Repeat after me if you found yourself here tonight. You want to get that thing right. Just say, real simple. God bless you, Brother Freeman. Real simple. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. I believe you died on Calvary's cross. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And it is so. Tonight is the night that I open my heart. And Lord, I welcome you in to be Lord and Savior. And it is so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, put it out there. Let the world know. Don't be ashamed. Remember, if you be ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. If you're the same with him before men, he'll be the same with you before his father.
Sing it, do it like the old saints used to say. And say they, Mother Carter, they used to say, goodbye world, I'm gone. Goodbye world, I'm gone. I've crossed the separating line, and I've told the world goodbye. Listen, my brothers and sisters, we're going to pray again in a moment. We want to take up an offering on tonight. We want to take up an offering. You want to take up an offering on tonight. God bless you, Brother Freeman. I see you. Amen. I see you. Amen. We got Brother Freeman is still at work, but tuning in. God bless you. Listen, I want everyone, Sister Biggie Daly, God bless you. God bless you. I want everybody to give an offering on tonight. I see you, Ben. I see you. All my mom's family, back to the Bible family. God bless you. I want everybody. If this word, amen, has touched you, even if it made you mad, learn how to give even when you're mad. Somebody say, don't give mad money. I'm telling you to give it. Because when it gets to me, I'm happy. Lord, help me tonight. I got a wife and five kids. I'm happy. In Jesus' name. I love my family. I want you to be a blessing to this ministry. If this ministry has blessed you tonight, whatever God lays on your heart, whatever God lays on your heart, we can't pay for the word. Okay? We can't pay. I'm not calling a $50 line. I don't do that. I don't do a $100 line for a special blessing. Honey, if you got $50, you already blessed. But what I am saying is, amen, if you've enjoyed this message, if you've enjoyed this ministry, amen, you can look, amen, my precious wife, Bishop Richardson, man, send me an offering tonight. I see you. I want that bishop money. I want that big bishop money. Amen. You saw my wife. You see my children. This is what we do to serve. Amen. We're not in our, amen, local church as of right now. We're here. We're in our family life center. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. I don't have to hire no musician in. That's my children. I don't have to hire, bring in the praise team. My children do that. My musicians are my children. Amen. My wife is even playing the drum some tonight. Amen. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. But I want you to be, auntie, I'm going to give you, amen, this is the Cash App information. Shan, if you feel home, can you put that information on? The Cash App is $OZ. $O, Z, and the number is 264. $O, Z, 264. That's Omar Zachary. God bless you, Sister Lovelace. I see you. That's $O, Z, and the number is 264. Okay, for those that would like to give Cash App, you can do that right now. I would love to start hearing it drop right now. Amen. And for those that would like, God bless, Mother White, I see you, Mother White. Amen. Sister Kathy, God bless you. Sister Shan, send me some of that big money from Columbia. What's that? Macon. Send me some of that. Send me an offer from Macon, Sister Shan. Sister Shan, you've been one of the most faithful members. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. You and your husband. Thank you all so much. Amen. Once again, the Cash App is $O, Z. That's for Omar Zachary. The number is 264. And right now, if you would like to use Zelle, PayPal, debit, or credit card, our financial offices are open. Okay, our praise tabernacle, our financial offices are open. You can call and just let them know you're doing this. You want to be a blessing to Bishop on tonight. You want to be a blessing to Brother Omar and his family on tonight. You can call this number for PayPal, debit, credit card, or Zelle. 678-760-6056. That's for those that would like to use credit, debit card, amen, Zelle, PayPal. And once again, and we're going to come through. Once again, the Cash App is $OZ, or $O, Z, 264. Okay. I want to thank those of you. Some of y'all, you have missed, Lord,
Y'all are, some of y'all are my new Facebook members. It's just the truth. Some of you have been so faithful, and you've been supporting me and my family almost from day one. And I want to thank you. A lot has changed. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Okay, so if you've been enjoying this, let me know. Let me know that you, amen. I see you tuning in, but just say something to me. Let me know, brother, oh, I enjoy you and your family on Friday night. I enjoy y'all on Sunday mornings. Okay, some of you, amen, your church ain't open back up. I ain't going to tell your pastors, amen, would you be on here? Some of you will be in your own church watching us. And we thank God, amen, for those that are viewing in. Amen, we thank you. Okay, we thank you so much. Continue to pray for us. We don't know. We're reaching 30, 60, and 100 fold, as the Bible says. And some, and it brought forth. The word was planted. And we're reaching 30, 60, and 100 fold now than what we was while we were doing it the old way, the other way. And I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to God. Me and my family were able to serve God and serve you. Listen, thank you. I hear something back there. Listen, don't ever get it in your mind. If you're listening to the word, someone is feeding you. Don't ever think that that's not a service. That is a service. As a pastor, as a minister, when I preach, it's a service. I'm serving you, the word of God. Okay? I'm serving you. Amen. We spent time before the Lord, hours praying and asking God what to say. I don't just preach my all. It's just, and my wife comes up. Same thing. We practice with our children. It's a family affair. And we practice because we want to come before you. Amen. We ain't trying to be like the Joneses. Our last name is Zachary. And that's all we're trying to do is be, do it the way we are. I ain't trying to be like nobody else. There are some great preachers. I came up under some great preachers. And I may sound like some of them because I love them. That's what I came up under. But I'm going to be the best Omar I can be. Okay? We thank you on tonight. Elder Blue West, thank you so much. Amen. We're praying for the Blue West family. Just play a little something metacrationally. Amen. We're going to say a quick prayer. We're not going to sing, but maybe we're not going to sing. Just play, please. Yeah, some prayer for me, something like that. Listen, we get ready to close. Amen. I want to thank y'all so much. And let me know. Just let me know. Even if you can't give nothing, I don't already preach now. Okay. Usually I would get my offer before I get there. Make sure have my administrative assistant make sure everything is already done before I get there. But we love what we do. I pastored 11 years. 10 of those years I went without a salary. Turning it down, wanted to make sure that the church and everything was fine. Until they pretty much made me do it. After they pushed me so far, I think, all right, we're going to do it. But we do this. My wife was born and raised under Bishop Raymond Moss and the Back to the Bible Miracle Revival Fellowship, holding this church. That's her grandfather, Bishop Raymond Moss. That was her grandfather. Her father is Bishop Carl Moss. Back to the Bible Church. All she knows is church. I was born and raised in the Little Park United Church of God in Christ under the ministry of Bishop Marshall and Mother Lillian Carter. Later on, my father became the pastor, Bishop Dewey F. Long, here in Decula. So all we know is church. This is what we do. It's not a strange. My wife can sing in her sleep, not even knowing she's singing. That's what got my attention. Amen. We was called to do this. God bless you, Sister Martin. I'm just going to pray general prayer. Thank you so much. Thank you. Listen, the Martin family, we thank you, Martin. Y'all been so faithful. Juanica, Finkin, Wendell, thank you so much. Sister Melanie, some of you, I wasn't able to, for whatever reason, we weren't able to get together in the church like we was, but now we are. God bless you, Elder Lawrence. I see you. But now through what's going on, amen, the ministry has grown. Amen. The ministry, thank you, Auntie Yvette, thank you. The ministry has grown by leaps and bounds, not just through Facebook, but we have several thousands that tune in through the Chaos Blog Talk Radio. I got a call from Alaska. Somebody trying to reach me from Alaska early in the week. I don't even know who it is. Haven't got a chance to call them back. I don't know who it is, but calling me about the church all in Alaska. And here I am right here in Lawrenceville. Amen. In my garage with my wife and children. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Listen, Father, in Jesus' name, I'm through. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you on tonight. I pray special tonight for these your people, those that are under the sound of my voice. I thank you for so many of them have tuned in, have been faithful over the Facebook Live and over the Blog Talk, the Chaos Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for them. There's a few special on tonight. We're praying for Sister Asha Lewis. And God, we pray now that you would stretch out your hand. You're still the Lamb of God that was stricken, that was slain from the foundation. But you still, you have healing in your hand. And I pray that you would touch Sister Asha even now in the name of Jesus. Touch her father, strengthen him. Touch her mother, strengthen her. Her siblings, strengthen them. The whole Bluett family, give strength in the name of Jesus. Sister Martin, some of these ones we know that in the hospital. God, we pray even now for Sister Martin. We thank you for how faithful she's been. And I pray that you would touch her body, give her the strength like only you can. Of which your stripes, they've already beat you, but you still yet have healing in your wings. And I pray a special prayer for Sister Martin, the Martin family, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for those that are in Scottish Rite. We got word earlier today that two of the babies that we've been praying for in the Scottish Rite NICU, two of the babies was getting ready to be released, that was getting ready to go home. One, I think, has already went home with his parents, and another one was about to be released from the ones that we've been praying for. And God, we thank you for that. And God, we know you're doing, you're still yet touching my nephew, Brother Adore. We thank you for the strength that he's showing. God, we thank you for every test that they have ran has came back negative, and it's been for his good that he's defied the doctors. Everything the doctors may have thought was going on, we thank you for touching and healing him. My own sister-in-law, Sister Victoria, God, we pray that you would continue to touch her body, touch that baby that's in her womb. Give them strength in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless Sister Shan and her husband, all the way in Macon, Brother Freeman and these other ones, Sister Angie, these so many others, we can't even see who all they are now. God, we pray that you would touch them, all those that are listening through the Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Every member of Praise Tabernacle Church, every member of my family, the Zachary family, the Brown family, the Moss family, the Almond family, the Back to the Bible, Point of Grace, all these churches that are an extension, the United Churches of God in Christ, the Church of God in Christ, all these churches that play a part in what we're doing today. Every pastor, Bishop Richardson, Lady Erica Richardson, his family, his mother, his father, bless them, God. Just strengthen his church. Praise Tabernacle Church. Strengthen our church. We know times are different than ever before, but we thank you. We glorify you that you're still the same God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I ask that you bless every elder and minister of our local assembly, every deacon, every evangelist, every lay member of our local assembly, in the name of Jesus. Every member, some of these I'm claiming as our Facebook members, our virtual Facebook and Blog Talk Radio members. I thank you for them. And even if I'm not able to call their names tonight, God, you know. You know. And we commit them to you. And God, we ask that you work a work, heal, touch, heal, and deliver on tonight. And we magnify you. Listen, God, beloved, meet us back here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We thank you so much. Listen, from the bottom of my heart, me and my precious wife and all five of our children, from the bottom of our heart, we thank you so much for your support. Thank you for how you have supported us. Even if you can't give a dime, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling somebody. So many people I don't even know, but they are watching. And as long as the gospel is preached, I'm okay. If I don't never get another offering, I don't never get another appreciation, it is well with my soul. We thank you. We appreciate you on tonight. And as we leave this place for another your presence, listen, meet us back here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for another word, another praise and worship from Praise Tabernacle Church. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Good night.